This is the Texas Standard.
You've probably heard of national organizations like Emily's List and the Texas group Annie's List. Both support women who want to run for office by coaching them and by funding them. But Annie's List executive director Patsy Woods Martin says they only fund one kind of candidate.
We endorse, let's be very clear, based on their position on choice.
Meaning they will only fund candidates who support abortion rights, and that complicates things for some candidates.
Usually we see this with Latinas.
Victoria DeFrancesco Soto teaches at UT's LBJ School of Public Affairs. She says a Latina candidate in Texas, even if she supports abortion rights, will struggle to say that publicly, and that is a challenge.
Your constituent base tends to be pro-life, so you're literally stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Supporting abortion could release funding by these organizations, but it could also alienate community support.
It's a very polarizing topic.
Elizabeth Simas teaches political science at the University of Houston. She says views on abortion are like boulders. They stay put. They don't change.
If you track social issues since like the 70s, especially if you want to compare it to something like support for same-sex marriage, support has steadily been going up. Abortion has stayed almost static.
Among Latinos and Hispanics, regardless of party affiliation, abortion is sometimes the single issue when deciding which candidates they'll support. Opposition to abortion is cultural, deeply rooted in Catholic and evangelical values, and that is not a stereotype. Data from a new study by the Pew Research Center on religious groups and their views on abortion shows most evangelicals believe abortions should be illegal, while Catholics are split down the middle. The issue is so sensitive that if a candidate can avoid talking about it, they will. In fact, every Latina candidate I reached out to, except for one, politely declined to be interviewed.
My name is Lena Hidalgo, and I'm running for county judge, and I'm asking for
support. Lena Hidalgo did speak to me. She's a Democrat who wants to be the next Harris County judge because she believes she'd be better at preparing the county for the next hurricane. She believes maternal deaths could be prevented and also believes spending could be done in a smarter way. But since she's a first-time candidate, people around the county want to know her views on abortion.
To me, it's a tragic personal health issue. I think for a girl or a woman to be pregnant when she doesn't want to, that's complex, that is multi-layered. It's part of a bigger battle.
Wait, did she say she supports abortion or not? When I asked again, she told me she's torn. See, Harris County is majority-minority. The largest minority are Hispanics, with 42% of the population. If they voted as a bloc in support of Hidalgo, she could feasibly win this election. But Hispanics don't vote as a bloc, so Hidalgo doesn't want to alienate anyone, including funders.
Ultimately, if you want to choose a label, I'd probably fall on the side of pro-choice. But that's not an issue under the purview of the county judge and the commissioner's court.
True, but it matters to voters and funders alike. Right now, Hidalgo is not being funded by any of these women's groups, though she has applied for support from Annie's List. Will she get it? Is she enough of an abortion supporter? At the same time, is she mindful enough of her community's concerns? Is this too much of a dance for Latina candidates? Perhaps, but some have done it before and been successful.
Leticia Vandepute, former state senator and member of the Texas legislature for almost 25 years.
During her run for lieutenant governor in 2014, Vandepute was supported by Annie's List, even though she's a devout Catholic. So how did she get that endorsement?
I mean, look, I had 6 children in 9 years. I lived my Catholic faith. But as an elected official, I took my responsibility of making sure that I upheld the law. And the law of the land is Roe v. Wade. And that means that each woman gets to make that decision.
When Vandeput ran for lieutenant governor, she already had a long political career, so it may have been easier for her to navigate the minefield of politics and abortions. It's different for first-time candidates, and political races are expensive, so this decision could make or break a campaign. The Texas Tribune estimates local races in Texas require about $500,000, while statewide races are up in the $20 million range. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.